Let's move on.
Yeah.
This was the promo for The Way of the Nation. You can all go to HBO.com and watch it. We distributed 40,000 screening kits of The Way of the Nation in English and in Spanish for use by you and all of your colleagues. In such a competitive environment, the staying power of that kind of campaign is limited. And to keep people's attention, we need something unique, something never before tried against the drivers of chronic disease, something enduring, something big and persistent and ubiquitous. Something that is as present in people's lives as the brands that currently dominate the airwaves. We now have media platforms and communication tools that can reach people in unprecedented ways, as Victor has said. And we believe these tools should be harnessed for the public good, and with them we must change the conversations we have in our own heads, at our dinner tables, in our workplaces, in our school cafeterias, in our city councils, state capitals, and very much in Washington. The kind of sweeping transformation we envision, a time when we speak about prevented chronic diseases rather than preventable ones, will take decades, if not generations, to achieve, which is why a deep, longitudinal commitment is so fundamental to our enterprise. We are not here to show you a healthy America. We are here to share with you that this is a project that is beginning. We have been building our capacity for the past couple of years, working with the IOM, and we are on our way to the creation of very important piloted projects, demonstration projects, which will then lead to the full implementation of a healthy America. It has but one goal, which Victor says, which is to catalyze a movement. When you have the unrivaled credibility of the IOM by your side and the magnifying power of groups like APHA and every one of its members, we believe you create the mightiest of coalitions. And when that coalition has bold, powerful, memorable, disruptive, and ubiquitous, enduring media, it can be the great enabler of a culture of health, something around which so many public health leaders are now unifying. Under the banner of a healthy America, we will harness the proven powers of contemporary media to make the nation's most complex and pressing health problems easier to understand. We will tip the scale of marketing back towards health and away from unhealthy food, tobacco, alcohol, and sedentary behaviors. In so doing, a healthy America will empower adults to take better care of themselves and their families, give children the tools they need to take good care of their bodies and their brains, and contribute to creating a climate that greases the wheels for policy change. Our work, as I said, has begun. You will soon hear about that work, the work we are doing, piloting a healthy America in eastern Tennessee in partnership with the Tennessee Department of Health and its Commissioner John Dreiser. This work is being supported generously by the Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation, who you will hear from shortly. We aim for a national launch of a healthy America in 2016. We are very proud to have Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation, the California Endowment, Dignity Health, and the George Family Foundation supporting this early work, this incubation that Victor talks about. Their philanthropy has jump-started this effort, but this cannot be a purely philanthropic effort. If we are to succeed in carrying out this ubiquitous campaign as a long-term marketing effort, we must continue to bring together the public and private sectors, acting with the knowledge that inaction is unsustainable. That's why we're so pleased that Shariki has made the role of the private sector in public health the defining plank in her president's platform. As we expand across the nation, we need the help of our friends like Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation and Dignity Health, but we need your help as well. We'll be building our mighty coalition to include the public health departments and grassroots organizations who are the holders of so many of our country's great public health stories, successes that we in the media can amplify and inspire others. If we can work together, we can create the culture of health that our nation so badly needs. Thank you.